Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. You are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. And tonight is Thursday night, June 21st, 2018. Well, as I always do, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the person of the deacon, Margaret Cox, who will be bringing forth the word of God very shortly. But first, before he brings the word of God, he's going to share with us another inspirational point. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's once again that we come in your presence to give you glory. We come to give you honor and praise because of who you are. You are so worthy of our praise, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. We thank you that you have allowed us to wake up and see another day. And we know that it's of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we come to you, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself. Forgive me. my entire family, Deacon Marvin Cotfield and his entire family, and all faithful doers and committed doers of your word, Heavenly Father, all over the land, who are faithful doers of your word. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, so that our work for you here on earth will not be in vain, but that you will be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. And we also lift up all those in a special way, Heavenly Father, that are dealing with mental illnesses and mental challenges on tonight. We know that you are the one that can transform the mind. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver those that are confused and dealing with mental illnesses on tonight as only you can, is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we also come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight that have lost loved ones. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would continue to touch their hearts and let them remind and let them remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you are the comforter. You are our strength. You are our peace, our joy, even in the time of the losing of a loved one. So we know that you are our comforter. You are our strength. And we just thank you, for Heavenly Father, for always being there for your people, even when we lose loved ones. For you are the one that cares for us. And we thank you that your word lets us know that you care for us. And because of that, you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us, even in the time of losing of loved ones. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus Christ, lifting up my special sister in prayer, Sister Crystal Hernandez and her children from Texas. Heavenly Father, I come lifting them up to you. You know what they stand in need of, and you know that mother's heart. I pray, Lord, that you would grant her the desires of her heart and grant her a closer walk with you so that she can know her God purpose, and that she will be able to walk in it, live in it, and fulfill her God purpose in earth, and that she will be a good example before her children, that they will also come to know Jesus Christ and be saved in his name for such a time as this, that you will be able to use them for your glory as well, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, again, we come thanking you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your understanding. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, even for every trial, every test that comes our way. Thank you for every enemy. Thank you for every lie that has been told on us, every disappointment, every tear that we've had to shed. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because we know that they all come to make us stronger in you. So we know that you know what you're doing. So we just cast all our cares upon you because we know that you care for us and you have no respect of persons. So we pray, Lord, now that you would move by your spirit over the airways on tonight. We pray, Lord, that your word will be received on tonight as those that are listening on tonight. It's our prayer that should there be any listener that is not saved in Jesus' name, that they will come to know Jesus Christ even on tonight. They will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. And they too will come to know their God purpose. They will walk in it and live in it, fulfill it in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for touching the mind of our president, that he has come around and to do with what's right for the children, Heavenly Father, regarding the segregations and the immigrants. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you touch his heart. And now we know that you are able to touch his heart. Continue to touch his heart. And those that are thinking like him and that have the same mindset, continue to lead and guide them that they would do what's right for all people all over the land. And not only President Donald Trump, but all world leaders, that they would come in total agreement and do what's right for all people with showing love and compassion for all, that you will be glorified is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So we pray now, Lord, that you would just move by your spirit, have your way over the airways on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, it's in the form of a question: who have you led to Christ lately? Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a question: who have you led to Christ lately? I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome comments and feedback from every listener. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I have two announcements that I'd like to make. For those of you that are in the Michigan area, Detroit, Michigan area, please take this announcement down. This coming Saturday, June 23rd, Spiritual Care of Southfield presents Suicide Prevention Seminar on Saturday, June 23rd at 12 noon, and the address is 8651 Mount Elliott, That's on the east side of Detroit, Michigan. Lunch will be provided. If you need more information regarding this upcoming conference, you need to call area code 248-996-9895, or you can go to their website, spiritualcareofsouthfield.org, and ask for Sharon Ford. My final announcement is on Saturday, July 7th, the Lord willing, I will be celebrating my fifth year anniversary as an internet radio host and executive director. So I'm asking all listeners, please take this announcement down, that my special guest will be none other than Dr. Minister Arthur Eddie Connor. He will be my guest on that Saturday night, Saturday, July 7th. He is a world-renowned international speaker. He has now obtained his master's and also his PhD degrees, and he is now a professor at one of our local universities, and he has written 8 books. The Lord has blessed and anointed this young man. The doctors have given up on him because he has stage 4 cancer. He had stage 4 cancer. God worked a miracle in his life. He is still working miracles even today. This young man is now cancer-free, and the Lord has anointed his life, and he is being blessed and used by the Lord. So I thank God for his life. And he was my very first guest on my very first show in July of 2013. So he will be coming on Saturday, July 7th, sharing motivational words and inspiration to all those that will be tuned in on that night. So please pass the word. You're going to be blessed by this awesome man of God on Saturday, July 7th, 2018. So those are the announcements for tonight. So please announce and to your friends and your loved ones that when they tune into this ministry, it's very vital and necessary and important that they have their Bibles and their pens and paper ready so that they can follow along with the man or woman of God who's delivering the word. So we want you all to know and to be able to see and read it for yourself. We don't want you to take it lightly or to think that we're making up things as we go, but you can read it along with us and see what God has sent to his people, even in today's world, because we know that the word of God is true, and Jesus Christ is soon to come again. So we thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox as he gets ready to bring forth the word of God again on tonight. And again, before he shares the word, he's going to share with us another inspirational poem. But before we do that, we're going to go to our music break. And I know that when Jesus said yes, there's nothing no one can do about it to stop what Jesus said. When Jesus said, I'm going to bless you and you are blessed, know that you are already blessed. So stand on the word of God. So that's what we're going to pray for tonight. Say the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's wonder-working power in the name of Jesus. There is authority in the name of Jesus, and we have that same power and authority that Jesus has today. So say the name of Jesus is our music break song. Enjoy.
Say the name. Oh, say the name.
I'm a witness. I am a witness, and I know that I am not the only one. I'm sure that some of you can verify, too, that sometimes that's all you can do and know what to do is say or call on the name of Jesus. Why? Because he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us, and then he also promised that we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cared for us. Thank you that there is power, awesome, wonder-working power, miracle-working power in that awesome name of Jesus. So right now we are getting ready to yield this mic to Deacon Byron Cox as he gets ready to share with us another inspirational poem. And then he's going to go directly into the Word of God. So, yes, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? And I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. I do pray that you, again, have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God. Deacon Byron Cox, I now yield the mic to you to share with us your inspirational poem and then go directly into the Word of God for tonight.
Amen. Once again, I thank the Lord. Thank Brother Brown for providing me with a platform to bring forth God's Word. And I say every week, and I'm not going to stop saying it, that this is an awesome responsibility to be able to bring forth God's word and to be able to do what it is that he would have me to do. This is one area that I do not want to fail in. This is one area that I pray constantly that I say and do the things that is pleasing in the eyesight of the Lord. Now, that being said, I'd like to say a little prayer before I go into the Lord's service. Gracious Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I come, my Father, leaning and dependent upon you, my Father. My Father, you know the reason and the purpose. My Father, there are some souls out there, my Father, that need to hear this word that is about to be presented to them. My Father, let me present it to them, my Father, in a joyful manner. My Father, in a timely fashion, so that they will know about the reality of serving the true and living God. My Father, I ask all of you, my Father, and none of me. My Father, we ask these and all blessings, my Father, in the name of Jesus. In his name we do pray. Amen. Now, the poem for tonight is, and I'm more than sure that some of you have felt this particular way, it's called Lonely in the Midst of a Crowd. And then I'll be immediately going into God's Word. Have you ever been lonely in the midst of a crowd, where the fun and the laughter can get pretty loud? No matter how noisy, they can't drown out my thoughts. Alone in a crowd with all of my faults, there must be a reason that I'm feeling so blue, because I came to this place to enjoy myself too. But you can never be happy if you've done something wrong. But in this place, I know I belong. The admittance is free by invitation only, and there's no reason for me to feel so lonely. This is no concert, nor is it a sporting event, but it's a place where we all come when we need to repent. When your head is hard and your ways are unyielding, it's easy to be lonely inside a church building. I need to start a relationship, and start it today, and build up a relationship with God every time that I pray. He seems so distant, but I know he is near. I can tell from the reaction that the Lord is right here. Now I know the reason that I was feeling so grim. He didn't walk away from me. I ran away from him. If I would repent and say his name out loud, I would never be lonely in the midst of a crowd. Amen. Immediately going to tonight's lesson, I'm reading to you from Mark, the Gospel recorded by St. Mark, the 3rd chapter, verses 31 through 35, and I will be reading to you from the King James Version of the Bible, and it reads, "There came then his brethren and his mother, and standing without sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude said about him, and they said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, Who is my mother or my brethren? And he looked around about on them, which said about him, and said, Behold, my brother, my mother, and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brethren and my sister and mother." I've just read unto you from the book of St. Mark, the Gospel recorded by St. Mark, from the King James Version of the Bible, chapter 3, verses 31 through 35. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will, and may edify our souls forever. Now, our topic for today is three members of the church. The subtitle, if we put that in there, it would be, Are You Related? And then we're going to go down just a little bit further, and we're going to talk about Jesus, true king. Now, if you're familiar with my teaching method, I always like to give a history of what's going on so you will have a better understanding of why and how something happened. Might not necessarily give it justification, but the most important thing when the Word of God is being brought forth is to capture the frame of mind of those individuals that it is speaking of. And this is what we need to do when we study and when we begin to read upon God's Word. Ask the Lord to open up our understanding, open up our moral understanding to a spiritual understanding, so that we can not guess, not speculate, or come to the wrong conclusion or take things out of context. So I'm going to go to verse number 31, as I said, to give you a brief history of what's going on at this particular time. It says, there came then his brother and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. Now, at this particular time, Jesus was in the synagogue preaching. And as we know, sometimes when the word is God is going forth, we know that those people that we come with, because they came with his mother and his some disciples. And so sometimes when God's word is going forth, it's easy to become so enthralled in God's word that we are physically separated from those people who we may have come in there with. So they were separated, and he was teaching and counseling and bringing forth the word, and so they were on basically like on the outside, because when a person of God has a mission, or when a person of God is bringing forth the word or ministering unto someone, it truly is no time limit on what it is that they'll have to do. They may bring forth the word, but the Lord may move on them, the preachers, to preach or to pray or to prophesy in such a way that the service seems to be extended, because we are continually in service. We're never, you know, just like a police officer or a doctor, or nurse. These are people that are, even when they're off duty, they're on duty. So when God's word is going forth, and I know you pastors out there who might be listening at this particular time know exactly what it is that I'm talking about. You know, your wives may complain because they say the service was over an hour and a half ago and Rev is still in there preaching. But see, sometimes when God has something for that individual to do, or that God has used that individual, then the service is extended. Now, as I said, he was separated, and they were calling unto him because they knew that he was ministering somewhere to someone. And the multitude said about him, and they said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. So they were just basically saying, hey, they are on the outside. You know, somebody sent word in here. They sent the messenger in here to tell you, as I was saying about those preachers, sometimes the wife might be in the car and she'll send somebody in there and say, hey, tell Rev the dinner's getting cold, but he has no concern at that particular time about dinner being cold or being late to do. He has a mission to do, and he has a purpose for God. So they sent messengers in there to inform him. They said, look, they right out there. You know, they were nudging him and trying to encourage him to bring what he was doing, to cut it short, in other words. Okay, and then it said, and he answered them, saying, now, Brother Brown asked us a question earlier, who, you know, have you brought to God lately? But the Lord is asking those that had assembled around him, he asked him a question. And this is no disrespect, but he said, who is my mother or my brethren? And sometimes, you know, we kind of like get carried away because we look at things from the natural side, or we look at things from a biological side, and we begin to say, well, Hey, there they go right there. You know, that's your mother right there. That's the lady that gave you birth. But see, it's no disrespect and no type of way for the Lord to say what it was that he would say in the following verses. And he looked round about on them, which said about him, and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. So he acknowledged them as being his mother and his brother, his mother and his brethren. And see, this is the most important thing that's about to be read. He's putting this to the people. And see, sometimes we kind of like get carried away with kinship. But see, this is Jesus' true kin, and it's in, located in verse number 35. It says, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. Which brings us to our title, Three Members of the Church. Are you related? What kinship do you have with Jesus? Because regardless of how many names might be on the rolls, or how many people may assemble themselves in the congregation, you can narrow it down to three. And that's your mother, your brethren, and your sister. But the Lord is telling us that we're going to have to lose some of those biological titles, some of those natural titles, because those are the ones that he recognized them as his mother and his brother. Those are the ones that he says does the will of the Father, because there are many, many people, many personalities. There are many officers in the church, and some of those officers or officers may not necessarily have the type of relationship with the Lord that we would think. That's why we can sit back in a corner and complain about how a brother may have disrespected us, or how rude an usher was. Why? Because they're not doing the will of the Father. So my brothers and my sisters, we must do the will of him who sent us in order to maintain that, obtain that relationship that the Lord is calling for. Because he said come, which is an invitation for us to be and do what it is that he would have us to do. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So the Lord is telling us that we must build a personal relationship with him. There's no other way around it. In order for me to be his brother, his brethren, to have a relationship with the mother of Jesus, I've got to do the will of the Father. See, it's a separation here. You know, we have many, many relatives. We have cousins. We have nephews. We have nieces. We have uncles. We have aunts. But are these the ones that is doing the will of the Father? Because, see, the word tonight is putting these members into one little small category. Regardless of how well the pastor preaches, he's just a brother that preach. And see, sometimes we get carried away with titles that we put ourselves above everybody else. That wonderful voice in the choir, if she's doing the will of God, she is no more than just a sister who sings. That deacon that is taking care of the business of the church, he's that brethren that is taking care of God's business. So we cannot allow ourselves to think because we have a certain occupation or a certain job in the church that it puts us above anybody. And it's very important that we follow these and that we adhere to being the Lord's mother, being the Lord's brother, being the Lord's brethren, being his sister. Whatever your gender is, it's a place for you in the church. It's a place that has your name and your name only. So we have to narrow down these things in order to do what it is that the Lord will have us to do. cannot, as I say, cannot allow ourselves to get carried away with titles, because titles are perfect. But the people that fill those titles, we are all flawed. And sometimes, you know, we might wonder to ourselves, you know, why is the president behaving in the manner in which he's behaving? We say that because we know that he's a flawed individual. Well, why did that judge, why is that policeman out there, they caught him. An enforcer of the law, they caught him out there breaking the law. Why? Because he was out there drunk driving. But see, the positions and the titles are perfect. The title of a mother is perfect. The title of a son is perfect. But see, sometimes we, because of our human frailties, are not able to live up to the expectations that go with that title. But being and doing for the Lord and being those things, they supersede all of the natural, because we are human and we are subject to mistakes and errors. We're going to err. Even when we have well intentions, sometimes we're going to, a word is going to slip out that's not right, or we're going to do something that's not agreeable with somebody else. So, my brothers and my sisters, but see, these mistakes that we make these mistakes and we're doing it in the name of God, he will straighten it out. But see, I cannot hide behind the Bible and abuse my brothers or abuse my sisters. Got to constantly keep him and his will on my mind and in my mind. Because I think it was Brother Paul was informed, or he informed, or the Lord informed one of the brethren. I think it was Peter. Yes, it was. I think it was Peter that the Lord said that Satan desires to sift him like wheat. So we know that there is opposition out there. There's opposition out there to put you in a position that to prove to you and prove to other people that you are not who you say you are. But see, this, we got to cut loose those bloodlines, because I'm more than sure that it's a lot of us who are uplifting the name of the Lord and have some unsaved members of our family. But that does not tarnish our fellowship with them. We're supposed to continue to love them. We're supposed to continue to do the thing that is pleasing in the eyesight of the Lord. We're supposed to set that good example so that men will see our good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Do good unto others. We're not supposed to faint when it comes down. Don't become weary in well doing. See, these are things that are in the will of the Father. And if you notice, these three members of the church, they don't include, they omit saying about the Father, because we know that there's only one Father, and that is God himself. So with God and the Lord and the sisters and the brethren, these are the ones that, and see, God and the Lord is at the head of the church. And if you're doing his will, if you're doing what it is that he will have for you to do, it should not be a problem to be considered as one of those, because he looked out there. He asked, who is my brother? Who is my mother? Who is my sister? And then he acknowledged Mary. He acknowledged the disciple as being his brother and his sister and his mother. Why? Because they did the will of the Father. And I used to all the time wonder when I seen various religions assemble themselves and they would call upon one another and say, this is brother so-and-so, or this is sister so-and-so. because it's only three people, three members in the church, and that's that brother, that's that sister, and that's that mother. But are we doing the will of God? Are we doing that which God has informed us to do? And I'm going to tell you a little story. It's about when the Lord was on being crucified on the cross, and the church assembled themselves together. Now, different publications they have. That's why sometimes we have to read a multiplicity of God's word, because one word may be omitted from that. But it was saying how it was a multitude of people there. There were soldiers, there were clergy, there were spectators, there were two malefactors, one on each side of the Lord. But guess what? There was only three members of the church there. There was Mary, his mother. There was Mary Magdalene. And there was John, the beloved. So there were three members of the church there. Out of all of those people that were there, there were only three members. And the rest, you could consider them spectators or curiosity seekers, as sometimes we assemble ourselves and we come into the house of prayer, but we don't come into the house of prayer to be the recipients of God's word or to give him service. We might turn it into a fashion show, or we might come there looking for a wife or a husband, or, you know, we sometimes assemble ourselves and come to the house of prayer. We might even need a healing or something of that nature. We may need deliverance, or we might be in financial trouble. But whatever your reason is, whatever the possibilities that you feel that the Lord can do for you, you must become one of those three members. You must fulfill that to its total capacity. You must yield into what it is that he will have you to do. Now, as I was telling you earlier, I'm going to read to you momentarily here that of all of the disciples that the Lord had, that had walked and talked with the Lord, let's think John the Beloved, Peter earlier in the ministry denied the Lord. Why? Because he was afraid to be arrested. He's afraid that they were going to snatch his freedom away from him. The other disciples, they had hid in Jerusalem in fear of the Jews when they were in the process of crucifying the Lord. So all of the lepers, all of those people that the Lord had blessed, and all those people that the Lord were healed, I don't see no documentation that any one of them was there to say thank you. But this is not to put anybody down. This is not to look bad upon anybody. But in order for us to be one of those three members, we must first submit ourselves unto God and to his goodness. It's not hard to do. I can't speak for you, but I want to be one of those three members. So say, I want to be one of those three members in that multitude that can truly say that I am doing the will of the Father, not my will, which the Lord said while he was on the cross, when the pain and the frustration and the agony of him dying was too much for any man to bear. If he had a choice in the flesh at that time, he would have came down. I'm more than sure that any one of us would have came down. But then, and as I say, in a fleshly moment, but then he came back to himself. He said, Father, not my will, but your will. So sometimes God's will, it can be painful. It's not going to always be a painless situation. Sometimes we may have to tell our loved ones about themselves. Sometimes we might have to go on a mission to find ourselves and to put people in their proper place. And it's not easy sometimes telling somebody that they're wrong. Why? Because we sometimes become men pleasers. Sometimes we put ourselves into that position whereas we owe some favors. But God's word this day is telling each and every last one of us to break those chains. Whatever it is that God's will is, it's a purpose for it. It's a reason for it. Over in Ecclesiastes says the reason, the purpose of everything up under the sun. That's Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. And we must adhere to those purposes and those reasons, because sometimes if you don't say anything, you are condoning that. But God's word tells us, if your brother is wrong, tell him of it. So whoever that brother might be, whoever that sister might be, God's word is giving you authorization to tell that brother or tell that sister that what you're doing is not so. How you're acting is not so. And see, sometimes we try our best to avoid public embarrassment. That's why I say if your brother's wrong, tell him of it. And then if he don't respond, you don't get the desired response, then is the word informs you to go and tell another brother, somebody not on your word, but somebody else who have noticed this brother's transgressions or sister's transgression. Go and get that brother or go and get that sister and come back and inform them. You know, do it in secret. And then if they don't respond or they continue to cut a monkey, then that's when we're supposed to bring them before the church, because a lot of people do not like to be called out. A lot of people don't like to be embarrassed. That's one reason why a lot of people have left out of the vineyard, because they felt that the preacher or the deacons or the choir member or the choir director or somebody in there have disrespected them by telling them the truth. But see, God's word said, am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? So as I say, the truth will hurt you sometimes, but I guarantee you that a lie will kill. And we know that a liar will not tarry in God's sight. So my brothers and my sisters, I hope that you understand what I'm saying as far as 3 members. So you might be a member of a congregation that's 3,000 to 5,000 strong. You might be a member of a congregation that only have 10 or 15 faithful members. But regardless of how many people that are there, we know that it takes 7 people to establish a church. But you divide that 7, you divide that few thousand or however many it is, and it's still coming out 3. And that 3 is a good number. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's 3. We know that 3 is a holy number. So my brothers and my sisters, I hope that the understanding that God wants you to have, and this is not a put down, but this is just to let each and every last one of us know that it's time to step up our game. It's time to apply for the brotherhood and to the church. It's time to be that brethren, because when the Lord died, all the people that were there, I illustrated to you that there were only 3 members. He said, when the saint go marching in, I want to be in that number. I want to be in that number, that I could be counted as a faithful member, that I could be counted as a brother, and I could be counted as one of those that is doing the will of the Father. And regardless, and see, that right there, it qualifies everybody, every religion as my brother. See, I can't look on those that are not doing the will of God. I mean, that's doing the will of God, even though it may be a different denomination, it might be a totally different religion. But see, God, he just brought the whole world into this equation. My brothers over there, my Muslim brothers over there in Africa, my Catholic brothers over there in Rome and sisters. God just opened up the whole world to me, and he opened up the whole world to you, letting you know that all of these people that are uplifting the name of God, those are your brothers, those are your sisters. We're not going to look at the biological. We're going to look at those that is serving and doing the will of God. Now, isn't that beautiful now? Just think, we just, in the last few minutes, we just inherited millions and millions and millions of friends, millions and millions of brothers and sisters and mothers, just through this commentary alone. So we must do what it is that the Lord will have us to do. We must look upon people, not see strangers. We must look upon others and not see strangers, but understanding brothers. We must reach out. We must do what it is, because see, God's word is not just confined to Baptists or Catholics or Episcopalians or Presbyterians or Catholics or Muslims or Shinto or Buddha, whatever religion you are. It's time to open up our arms unto our brothers and our sisters, those that are doing the will of God, those that are being faithful in the ministry, those that God has chosen to do what it is that he will have us to do. Now, the Lord is leading and he's guiding us, and we might not be able to get to him, or we may have been separated by time and by space. But see, he recognized them as behold. So he brought the special attention to, when you say behold, this is bringing special attention to something. In other words, hey, stop what you're doing and look at this. May I have your attention, please? This is what the Lord is saying. See them right there, right there on the outskirts. Those are my mother, my brethren, and my sisters. So we must acknowledge who our brother is, who our sister is, who our mother is. And then when we're able to do that, we'll be able to do and function in the capacity that the Lord God is pleased with. I thank you for this evening for the pleasure of your time. I thank you for this opportunity to bring forth God's word. Because as I say, Mary, his mother, John the beloved, his brethren, and Mary Magdalene, his sister. So these three members that followed the church around, that didn't mind being arrested, didn't mind being stoned because they were supporting the Lord, who overcame their fears. Now, sometimes we have some personal reasons why we would not acknowledge the Lord, but his word says, if you're ashamed on me before people, I'll be ashamed on you before my Father. We know that Peter denied him. We know that Peter, out of his fear of being arrested. So it's time for each and every last one of us to overcome our fears, to become and to do God's will. And I'm more than sure that no hurt, harm, nor danger will befall you. This concludes tonight's lesson. I pray that you got a good thought out of what the Lord provided you with, what the Lord gave me to give you, and may God bless you and may ever keep you. I'll now turn you over into the hands of Brother Brown.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Deacon Marvin Cox, for another powerful word delivered by you through the help of the Lord. You delivered that word on tonight, and that word is for someone on tonight, because we need to remember, and I'm included, because sometimes we who are saved in Jesus' name, we need to remember that those that are spiritually blind, that are not yet saved in Jesus' name, when God touches their hearts and their minds and their lives, and they open their mouths and surrender and give their lives to Jesus Christ, then they become our sister, they become our brother, they become our mother. So that's why it's important that we do not judge others, because that same one that we're judging that may not be saved today, God may turn around and save that individual tomorrow, and that individual will become your sister or your brother or your mother in Christ and becoming a builder of God's kingdom here on earth. So that's why we must continue to pray for those that are still spiritually blind. It's not our place to judge them. We are to pray for them that they will come into the full knowledge of who Jesus Christ is, so that they can open their own mouth and be saved in Jesus' name. And that way they can be a true asset to the kingdom of God and not be a liability. So we do not want to be liabilities to the kingdom of God on today. Why? Because we're turning around and we're judging those that are not saved. And sometimes we even judge those that are saved because they do not bear the same spiritual gifts or talents that we have. And we think that we're better than they are. And this is for somebody that is listening on tonight. If you are in that mindset that you think that you're better than someone else and in the body of Christ, you're not. God has no respect for a person. He would use whom he chooses to use as long as we are willing and committed and faithful to being a doer and hearer of his word. So we thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox on tonight. And I too pray that this word has been received by someone on tonight that is not has not been delivered in vain, but God is going to be glorified through this word on tonight. So Deacon Marvin Cox, you continue to stand on the wall. You continue to share the inspirational poem that God anoints and bless you to write, to share with people, to inspire people and to motivate people, those that are especially in the body of Christ. You continue to stand on the wall and deliver God's word as he gives it to you so that you will be everything and all that God has called for you to be. So while you are being what God has called you to be, I can turn around and be what God called me to be. My pastor, my sisters and brothers in Christ, we can all be individually what God has called us to be as an individual. And then most of all, we can be all what God has called us to be in this earth, in these last and evil days, as a corporate body of believers all over the land, that God will be glorified through each one of us. So that's my prayer for you on tonight, that this word has been received on tonight, and it was received in love. And the Lord says in his word that we all fall short of his glory, even though we are saved in his name. We're saved in Jesus' name. We all fall short of his glory, and we do sin. And I thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers a multitude of sins. And so I thank God that Jesus Christ, his blood, because of that precious blood, we can go to God and ask God to forgive us of our sins so that we can continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our God purposes in the earth individually and then as a corporate body of believers all over the land. So we thank God for this word that went forth with power on tonight. And again, we pray that it has been received. And once you receive it now, you need to talk to God and ask him to help you so that you can be all that he has called you to be as a member in the body of Christ, in the church of God of today. So right now, we're going to continue to pray for the worldwide listeners. Again, I would like to re-stress to the listeners, I do not know who you are, but thank God. We serve an awesome God, the Most High God. He knows who you are and exactly where you are, and he knows exactly what you need. So he will meet us at the point of our need. So we thank God for the word on tonight, and I thank God for each listener. Know that I pray for you, and I won't forget. I need you to continue to pray for me, pray for this worldwide ministry, that it will be everything that God has called for it to be in these last and evil days. Before we close out in prayer, for those that may know someone that may be dealing with mental issues or dealing with suicidal thoughts, there's a national suicide prevention hotline. The number is 1-800-273-8255. Again, the national suicide prevention hotline. The national suicide prevention hotline. It's 1-800-273-8255. There is someone available 24 hours a day. So when we hear or think of someone that is talking about or thinking about talking about committing suicide or even going in that mindset or in that direction, we need to get them the help that they need. And most of all, they need Jesus. So right now, we're going to close out in prayer. Again, I pray that you were blessed by this word that went forth on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You are in total control at all times. You sit high, you live low. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ. And we have that same power to use today if we will only use it. So help us to be determined to use the power and authority that we have that's in Christ Jesus today, that we can draw many souls to Christ as we are compelled to go into the hedges and the highways and to draw men, women, boys, and girls to come to the full knowledge of Jesus, who Jesus Christ is, so that they will be able to open their own mouths to confess Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. That's our prayer, our game, our goal is to be doers, faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless each listener, grant them the desires of their hearts, and continue to bless this ministry, that it will be everything that you have desired for it to be even before the foundation of the world, is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. But until the next time, know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Good night.
You clean me up.